And then we'll go on. Remember the questions. If you have answered, don't answer it now. If you have answer later, tell me later. Remember, you get $5 or $10, depending on the question. If you don't have answer later, be like Eitan. I'm very proud of Eitan. Eitan thinks about it over Shabbos. And did I embarrass you? I can't tell if you're getting red or not. Okay. I shouldn't have said that. Okay. You see? I can tell you're getting red. Okay. It's very funny that there's Gemara's in Midrashim that says that Noach and his sons came out of the Teva sick. Noach was limping and he was sick and his sons were sick. And the Gemara's in Midrashim say that they didn't sleep all the time in the Teva. They didn't sleep one night. Why? Because they had to feed the animals all the time. And the animals, it says that Noah didn't put it all in one spot and say, go eat. He fed the animals. And therefore it says, nocturnal animals ate at night. So he had to feed the nocturnal animals at night. I don't know if you know the word, but diurnal animals, you know that word? Nobody knows it. Diurnal animals ate during the day, so we had to feed them during the day. But nocturnal animals, lions ate at 12, but leopards ate at 1, and bats ate at 3. And diurnal animals ate different times. So there was never a time where there wasn't a hungry animal. So Noah had to feed, had to stay up 24 hours a day. How many days?
40.
What?
40
days.
A year?
40. A year. Noah had to stay up for a year. Noah came out of not sleeping for a year. Noah and his sons, they were sick as anything. So what did Noah say? I need a drink. Okay? I need a drink. But they were sick. The question is this. It's a simple question. The Ramban says that the Teva was the biggest nest in the world. The biggest nest in the world. He says, if you know the length and width of the Teva, and there were hundreds of thousands of animals on the Teva, the Ramban says. He says, you look at the animal world, and there's 100,000 animals, and then to bring food for those animals, or to fit it, you need 10 Tevas, the Ramban says. It was a tremendous nest. Hashem fit everyone on one teva, fit all the food on the teva. It was a tremendous nest. If Hashem was making all these nisim already, so make another nest that the animals eat at the same time. You know, why did Hashem do this to Noach? If Hashem is making all these miracles, then why does Noach have to stay up for a year straight? Just make it that the animals eat, or just you put all the food down, and the animals, whenever they want to eat, they go eat. Why did Noah have to do all this? That is the question. You understand the question? Yeah, why did Hashem do this to Noah? Okay. Question number 2. In Yevam Mestav Samach Gimel, Amar Rav Elazar ben Avina, Ein Peronius Baal Ha'olam Ela B'Shvil Yisrael. Peronius doesn't come to the world only for the Jews. Everything bad that happens in the world is because of Jews. Now, this Gemara is used by Baal Musar every day. You know why is COVID in the world? Because Jews didn't do this. Then you got the stupid people. You know why is COVID in the world? Because ladies are wearing lace shaitels. You know, like... well, you don't know about this. If you know about this, you know. Yeah, you know about this, right? Yeah. I mean, real stupid. Really, really stupid stuff. Okay, anyway. You don't have to know about it now. But, you know, but really, it's all based on Ein Peronius Baal Ha'olam Ela B'Shvil Yisrael. Brek Rebuchan and Wasserman. I don't understand. Then why was there a Mabul? How could there be a Mabul? There's no Jews, so how could there be a Peronius without Jews? If the Gemara says, Ein Peronius Baal Ha'olam, Ela B'Shvil Yisrael, that would say to you, if there's no Yisrael around, There's no Piranhas. How is there a Mabul? That's the second question. It's a very good question. Okay? Third question. This, you have to be your last year to really know. We spoke about this last year a lot. But the Pasuk says, Perek Tes, Pasuk Vav, Shofech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam, Shofech Dam Adam Ba'adam, most, what was the Pasuk? What's the end of the Pasuk? Isn't it all by heart? What? Shofech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam, Dammo Yishofech. So it's a very funny lashon. Shofech dam adam ba'adam. So therefore, the Medrash says. For here we learn that a guy who asks a shliach to kill, yesh shliach dvar avera. For a guy, yesh shliach dvar avera. Remember everything we learned last year about ein shliach dvar avera. Remember how many times we spent on it. What's the main svar of Ein Shliach Dvar Avera? Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Misha Omim. So it says that's not true by a guy, by Ben Noach. Shofech Dama Adam, if you kill somebody, Be Adam, with another person. That means you use another person to kill somebody, Dami Shofech, you get killed. So the Medrash says, look, all that Pasuk is telling us that if you use another person to kill, Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera. What?
Only Yidden are called Adam. Therefore, Adam is a Jew who did this action.
Do you think that Adam Rishon was a Jew?
I think he was the most pure Jew that could have ever existed.
I tend to disagree. I tend to say that Adam was not a Jew. I would even say there was no Judaism. I would say Avraham Avinu wasn't a Jew. Yes.
Is it saying that if a guy uses specifically a Jew as...
No, a guy uses a guy.
A guy as a
Jew. Yeah. Yes.
Last year we had a Kovitz Ma'amarim.
Yes.
And we talked about Tzel Melekim.
Yes.
And a Yid has a Tzel Melekim versus a guy who doesn't really...
Everything about that is after Matan Torah.
Adam Rishon was B'Tzalmeinu. He was as close to Tzel Melekim as anyone ever was.
So therefore, Kayin was also Tzel Melekim.
Okay.
And therefore, Nimrod was also Tzel Melekim.
He was already a guy.
Okay, now we're going on. Once we got that far, we're going on. Okay, so now the question is this. The Gemara says that Hashem punished the snake. By Adam Chava punished the snake. What's your first name again?
Dog.
Listen, okay? The Gemara says that Hashem punished the Nachash. The Gemara says, really, the Nachash had a very good excuse, but he didn't think of it. If he would just have thought about his excuse, he wouldn't have been punished, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, what was the Nachash's excuse that he could have thought of not been punished? He should have said to Hashem, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. You told Chava not to do it. And I told her to do it. I made her a shliach, and shliach advar vera. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. The Gemara says, and if the Nachash would have, the Gemara says, if the Nachash would have said this, Hashem would have punished him. He would have won. Now the kasha is what? If a guy is yeshir v'avera, the Nachash, you know, why does the Gemara say the Nachash would have won? He wouldn't have won. Ben Noach, which includes the Nachash, I hope, yeshir v'avera. That's a tremendous question. What?
Where's that Gemara?
Sanhedrin Chav Tes. Hey, yes?
The Ben Noach makes a Jewish shliach,
the
same thing.
What?
The Ben Noach makes a Jewish shliach, the same thing?
No.
Oh, so that's the reason. because they were literally listening to Hashem, and they should listen to Hashem, no?
I don't want answers now. But I don't like that answer. Because I don't believe that anyone was Jewish. Right? Okay. Now, usually, I do Sichas Musar on Thursday evenings at 8 o'clock. Whoever wants to hear Sichas Musar, we learn it together downstairs. Tonight, we're not doing it. Tonight, there's a special thing going on here. I'm going to announce after, I'm going to tell you after Mincha all about what's happening here tonight. So we're not having Sichas Musar. Every year, there's a little piece of Sichas Musar I love talking about that has to do with the Parsha. It's not a lot of Musar, but it's one of the most famous things Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz said. So we're going to do it now. I can't not. Everyone take out your Gemara Gittin and turn to Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. You've heard this many times. I love doing this. Does everyone have the Gemara? Mem Hei Amud Aleph? David doesn't have a Gemara again. You're the man today. What? Yeah, you can't catch a break. Okay. The last piece of Gemara on the Mem Hei Amud Aleph, there's two dots. A lot of people here has never heard me say this. I love this Gemara. Does anyone see Bante? Everyone see it? Bante?
No.
Two dots. About you see a Mishnah? About five lines down from the Mishnah. Bante. Bante de Reb Nachman, the daughters of Reb Nachman, Bachshan Kedera Biadayo. They were making chicken soup, and the chicken soup was boiling, and Reb Nachman's daughters were cooking a big pot of chicken soup, and they said, oh, it got to be mixed. So they took their hands, they rolled up, they took their hands, and they mixed with their hands boiling soup. Okay? Interesting Gemara. They mixed with their hands boiling soup. Kashu Rab Ilish. Rab Ilish had a question. Rab Ilish saw this. Now, this whole story is about Rab Ilish. Rab Ilish was one of the biggest Amorayim. Rab Ilish saw this. He had a question in his mind. Ksiv, Adam Echad Melech Metzasi, V'ishim Kol Eilo Metzasi. I can find one tzaddik in 1,000, but not a woman. So he was asking, how did they do this? If there will be tzedkadiuses, a tzedekus could maybe mix her soup with her hands. But I can't find a woman who's a tzaddik. Ha'ika Bante Drav Nachman. And that's Bante Drav Nachman. So what was going on here? I just have to tell you so you know what's going on. So there's only two ways they could cook, mix the soup with their hands. One was they were tzaddikuses, or they were witches. And a witch could stir the cauldron with her hands. She doesn't need this big, you know, the witch's spoon, you know, the big spoon they use. What? Like a what? Or? Whatever it is, whatever those witches use. Okay. But he says, they're Reb Nachman's daughters. Look, I found tzaddikuses. Okay. He was wondering, wow, I found tzaddikuses. Good. Garmelu Milsa, the story went on and happened. Vishtabein Ishtabai, they were captured by marauders. You know, marauders came and they captured Jewish women and they captured Bante Reb Nachman. Iyu Nami Badayo, and he was also captured. Why did they capture Reb Ilish? Why did they capture Reb Ilish? And Reb Nachman's daughters, why did they capture them? Because they wanted to get a ransom. So he was also captured. So now Reb Ilish was captured by these goyim, and Reb Nachman's daughter was captured by these goyim. Yom echad havi yosef gabei hahu gavra davi yodei b'lishn tzipari. Reb Ilish and another goyish prisoner, was sitting there, sitting in wherever they were captured, and this guy knew bird language. When a bird chirped, he understood bird language. You know, chirp, chirp. Okay? Us are Urva, a raven came, because Karile, and start chirping in front of them. Amalei, Rabbi Ilish said to the guy who understands, you know, language, my kamar, what's he saying? Amalei, Ilish brach, Ilish brach. The guy says, you know what he's saying? He's saying, Ilish, escape. Ilish, escape. That means the bird was telling Reb Ilish, if you try to escape, yeah, you'll make it. You'll make it. Escape. Amar, Reb Ilish said, Urv shakrahu. And Orv is a shakrin. Velosa micha hachi. I cannot trust ravens. And that is this week's parsha. That comes from this week's parsha. That the raven in this week's parsha couldn't be trusted, and the raven was bad, the one that Noah sent out, and he needed Yonah. So Ilish says, nah, can't trust ravens. Ravens are liars. Ad hachi asi Yonah. A dove came, the kakaya, and chirped in front of them. Amalei, my commerce, or Ilish said to the guy, what's the Yonah saying? Amalei, Ilish brach, Ilish brach. The Yonah saying, Ilish, you could escape, Ilish, you could escape. Amar, Knesset Yisrael ki Yonah metila. Oh, Knesset Yisrael is mashal to a Yonah. A Yonah is mashal to Knesset Yisrael, a Yonah. Shma mina, therefore I understand, Misrachash Renisa, I'll have a miracle and I'll escape and I'll come out alive. Good. Now, yes, so he says, oh, I'm going to escape now. Ah, Reb Nachman's daughters are also here. I got to get them also, Reb Nachman's daughters. I can't come back without Reb Nachman's daughters. Ezo Achsei Bante Reb Nachman, he went in to check Reb Nachman's daughters, Ikaimen Behemenusa, if they are still from. They're hanging out with all these Goyim, maybe they're, you know, whatever they're doing with Goyim. So I got to know if I should save them. I want to see if they're still from. This is an unbelievable story here. Adrino, and if they're still from, I'll take them back. Amar, he said, Nashe, well, women, Kol Milid Isle, Sadrin Lahadi Besakise. Women talk private in the bathroom. You know, like when I was a Rebbe in Hafter many, many, many years ago, high school, there would never be where a girl in the girls' class where one girl would go to the bathroom alone. If one girl bathroom, two girls have to go to the bathroom. In Nekevo, for some reason, girls can't go to the bathroom alone. They tell their secrets in the bathroom. Now, Rav Ilish, if he would do this today, he would be arrested right away, because Rav Ilish went to the bathroom, stuck his ear by the window of the bathroom to hear what they were talking about in the bathroom. Shamina Ka'amre, he heard them saying to each other, "Ade Govrim, these people are men." But Nardai Govrim, and our former husbands in Nardai are men. We like these men. These are good men. What?
Rebbe, in Portland, you would
have
just went right in.
Okay. Very good. Those are the things in the women's bathroom in Portland. Yeah. Okay. Reimahu Rishivayo, let's tell our capturers, Yerchakninum Hacha, let's get far away from here. The Lesu Inchin, because maybe people will come and find out about us, they'll redeem us. We don't want to be redeemed. We want to stay with these men. These men are better than our Jewish husbands. And this was Reb Nachman's daughters. Come, so he said, "Nah, I don't have to save them. They're not firm anymore." He got up, Arak, so he escaped. Asa ihu v'hu gavra l'yidei. Well, the guy who also heard the bird said, "Well, I'll escape with him." So they start escaping, and the guy on the top of the tower saw them and started machine gunning them. Israqish Renisi, Avra Mamavra, and that's happened. Reb Ilish got across the moat, and the other guy got machine gunned because the bird never told him 11s. They never asked. Vugavra Ashkechu v'katru, and another guy was killed. Kihadrin v'asan. When at the end of the story, Reb Nachman's daughters came back, they were redeemed. Omer have a kashin kedera b'kshafim. He said, I saw them do what they were doing, and they're witches, and they have to be killed. And they were killed. So Nachum was doing the witches, and they were killed. That's the story here in the Gemara. Unbelievable story. Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva asked a question on this Gemara. Who was Gilyan Hashas, Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Asa Urve Kakari. Ba'aruch Aruch Mem Shaches. Hevi Mesugya Zu. The Aruch says from this Sugya, the Rav Elish Yada Sikhas Opus. Rav Elish knew bird language. B'kvar Sigu B'seder Adoris, the Kan Masher B'hepech. Rav Kivir says, it's Masher B'hepech. Rav Kivir asks the question, if you learn the Aruch was a Rishon, the Rishon says, from this Gemara you see the Rav Elish understood bird language. The Aruch says, the Seder Adoris says just the opposite. What do you learn from this Gemara? Do Rav Elish know bird language or not bird language?
No.
What? He didn't know bird language. We have to ask the guy what the bird's saying.
What
do you mean? What? Yes, now, did Rav Elish understand the bird?
He must have.
Why? He asked the guy, what's the bird? Why did he ask why did he ask the guy, what's the bird saying? Right?
Well, how did he
twice know? He asked the guy, what was he saying?
How did he know the bird was talking only about the man, not about himself?
The bird said Elish Brach. Bird used his name.
How do you know he can trust the
guy? So, what?
How do you know he can trust the
guy? The Masha asked, how do you know he can trust the guy? If he didn't, that's the Masha's question. Masha's question is, if he didn't trust the raven because the raven lies, why did he trust the guy entirely to trust him? What's he saying? That's the Masha's question. So, very good. You know this Masha from before? That's great. That's the Masha's question. Rav Chaim Shalev has a whole sikha on this. His whole thing is, a mensch hört was will hören, which means a person hears what he wants to hear. A person hears what he wants to hear. I had this in yeshiva all the time. Rav Nachum Shear, I used to come into Rav Nachum Shear after a whole first Seder, and I used to hear the Shear, and I would come out and I'd say to the guy in the Shear, isn't it beautiful that he said this and this? They'd look at me and they'd say, he didn't say that. He said this and this. What are you talking about? And I said, I'm telling you, I heard him say it. And they would say, I heard him say this. We both heard, we're both right. The way I learned in Seder, what did I want to hear? I wanted him to hear the way I said Pshat. They wanted him to say, a person, in Musar, a person hears what he wants to hear. You can't trust. You can't trust yourself. Therefore, he says, that answers Rakiv Eger's question and the Masha's question. Rav Elish said, he heard the bird saying, Elish Brach, Elish Brach. And we can't say he asked the guy, because the Masha, he wouldn't have trusted the guy. So why did he ask the guy? He wanted to know if he's hearing what he wants to hear or what he's hearing. Therefore, he asked the guy, he heard Elish Brach. But is that what the bird is really saying? Because that's what I want to hear. So he asked the guy, Elish Brach. So therefore, the Aruch says, therefore we see from there that he knew bird language. It's such a beautiful art. I just had to say it. I mean, but there's a lot of mussar in here. You're negay about yourself. You hear what you want to hear. You think what you want to think. Ask somebody else. Because you're really in negay. Have a good Shabbos. That's a beautiful story.